wherever you go, people are talking about swine flu. Dr. Anton Meyerberg, he's a pulmonologist, physician in private practice, joining me in a studio. A very good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me this morning.
All right. So my first question is, why is it called swine flu?
So it came about in 1918,
right,
when they discovered flu in pigs. And pigs were the host that actually transferred the virus to people, and people are now the hosts that are transferring it to each other. There was then a resurgence in about 2009 when swine flu came about again and infected hundreds of thousands of people.
So that flu epidemic that wiped out, I don't know, a third of you, whatever that number was a massive number. People came back from the Great War, and then they were just wiped out. It's a similar strain to that.
Similar variant, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think people are under the misconception at the moment that we're dealing with swine flu. We're not actually dealing with swine flu. We're dealing with influenza A. Our big problem at the moment is there are many subtypes of influenza A. So swine flu is known as H1N1.
Right.
What we're seeing at the moment is H3N2, which is a different subtype of influenza A. So anyone who tells you they're getting swine flu at the moment is actually not getting swine flu. They've got influenza A, and it's most likely H3N2. There is a bit of a cross match between the H1N1 and the H3N2 that we're seeing at the moment.
So when you go for a swab, and it comes back and they say, yo, you've got swine flu. You don't.
You don't have swine flu. You've got influenza A.
Right. Which is this year's virus,
which is the H3N2. And as I say, it could be a cross match between the H1N1.
All right. Is it worse this year than in prior years?
So we are finding that it is worse this year. You know, we get epidemics that are going around, and each year we're finding it's getting worse. And we're not sure if it's because people aren't vaccinated or people are generally sicker. You know, you get the more elderly people who get more prone to diseases with other comorbidities, and the extremely young people who are getting sick. But we're hearing a lot more about it. And it's also, we're not sure if it's because we're better at picking it up either.
Oh, in other words, identifying it. Yeah. But it does seem to be, you know, just it's not an accurate survey, but you're certainly seeing, observing a lot more around.
Definitely. Our hospitals are full with it at the moment.
Okay. So, and what you're saying from your earlier comment is your people that are most at risk are your elderly and your young.
Your elderly, your young, your people over the age of 65, people with immune suppression such as diabetics, people with asthma, people with emphysema, those type of people are more at risk.
Right. And the diagnosis is what?
So the diagnosis is made on a respiratory swab, which is a swab which is either done through the nasopharynx or done through the back of the throat, and it's sent off to the lab, and they check it from that area.
Okay, and the symptoms, what are we looking out for?
So it's a very complex thing to work out, but it's very hard to differentiate between that and the common flu or the common cold.
Okay? Right.
But generally it presents with a bit of nasal congestion, headache, fever, myalgia, which is muscle pain, and if it's generally the influenza A, you can get the abdominal pain, the cramping, and the vomiting.
Oh, so that can come with it as well. Do you advise people if, you know, because it's such a maybe aggressive and quite a difficult illness to have this year, if you have flu-like symptoms, I mean, normally you would, you know, take Carenza C and go to bed and take Panada, whatever it is, you would deal with it in a much more, you would treat the symptoms.
Right.
At what stage do you think you need to go to have it seen to? How important is it to have it seen
so
to?
So if you've got a temperature of over 39 degrees and you've got severe muscle pain, severe headache, vomiting, nausea, abdominal pain, you have to have it seen to.
Right.
Okay? Because the point is, if you don't treat it, it can progress further. And it's not to cause mass panic or pandemonium, but, you know, if you are sick enough, you need to go see your GP or your specialist.
Don't just try and treat it at home like you would have. What is the treatment?
So the treatment is something called Tamiflu.
Mm.
But the big problem with Tamiflu is it doesn't really cure the virus. It helps treat the virus. So it stops your symptoms from carrying on for a day or two. But it doesn't actually cure the whole virus.
Okay. And how's it transmitted?
It's transmitted by sneezing, people coughing on you, people not washing their hands. And that's very important.
Right.
People have to wash their hands. They have to put their hands in front of their mouths. They have to actually have good hygiene.
All right. Can I catch it at Monte Cassino, says Essie.
You could catch an empress, but you could also catch an empress.
Right, or maybe wear gloves when you're at the table.
Maybe
I don't
pull on the one-arm bandit and put on a pair of gloves.
Oh, yeah, no, you know, you're going to make everybody complete. Everyone's going to be walking around with sanitary wipes.
Think you can catch it in Sandton, though.
No, never.
No, the high echelons don't get
They get
sub-type influenza.
Is that the more expensive kind?
That's the more expensive kind.
That's the imported
yes,
one. 100%. All right, fine. So there we go. I swear to you, you know, our listeners, can you get it at Monte Casino? Wow. Alrighty.
Definitely Glen Hazel.
Wow. Do you know, I feel that you've just, it's like you're an anti-Semite. We've just been stereotyped. What? You just went there. You did, Zanati. Wow. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, let's just talk about the vaccine because a lot of people had the vaccination. Is it too late to have the vaccine now?
So first of all, speaking of vaccine, I think that anyone who doesn't have the vaccine is negligent. Okay.
Strong statement.
It's a very strong statement, and it's endorsed
by. Okay, wait. Before you continue, yeah. What age?
Okay, so let me say it's endorsed by the South African Thoracic Society. Every self-respecting pulmonary specialist in the world will endorse the vaccine.
Okay.
We say basically anyone over the age of 65 or with comorbidities such as diabetes, asthma, COPD, any of those immune suppressive states. But even so, we say anyone who's involved with people who are healthcare workers or got families that are dealing with them, or basically anyone over the age of 35 should be having the vaccine. Even over the age of 30, it's mandatory as far as I'm concerned. You know, with regards to young children, it's a different story. Children have got a better immunity, and that you can speak to the pediatricians about. And, you know, we don't really endorse that, except for extremely young children who have got comorbidities, who have got immune status problems. But it's definitely a necessity in this time of our lives.
Okay. So, and is it too late to have it now?
So the recommended time to have it is generally at the end of March, beginning of April. It takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to kick in. The problem with having it now is it's not going to cover you against influenza A, but it will cover you against the influenza B outbreak that's going to happen sort of towards the end of July, beginning of August.
Oh, so there are two different,
strains of influenza.
And it happens at different times. All right. So you can't, I mean, so if you have it now, you will be protected for the next round.
You will be protected as part of the influenza B, but having the vaccine doesn't give you definitive sort of prevention of getting a virus.
Right.
You might get the virus, but you won't get it as severe as you would have got it if you hadn't had the vaccine.
What happens if, and this is a question from the listener, my daughter's got a swine flu. Okay, so but we know it's not really swine flu.
So your daughter's got influenza A.
Your daughter's got influenza A. Is it too late for me to have the vaccine? The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. It's too late to get the vaccine to prevent yourself from getting influenza A. But as I say, you could prevent yourself from getting influenza B and other subtypes.
All right. And, okay. And so the only way to prevent it at this point is just to...
Stringent hygiene, washing your hands, don't cough on people. And when you're sitting in a closed room with people coughing on you, open the windows, get some good air in the room.
Does cold make us sick?
Yes. Cold makes you sick because everyone...
I thought it was one room.
And they all cough on each other. And there's also some people that postulate that you drop your immunoglobulin levels, you drop your immunoglobulin A, and it causes your secretions to get a bit low, and you can cough more, and you pick up other things. So it does definitely make a difference.
Oh, okay, that's Dr. Anton Marburg. We've been chatting about swine flu and trying to get a handle on it. How long does this last? I mean, when do we, from what I understand you're saying, is this is going to almost continue probably till the middle of July, then you'll have the last phase.
So by end of August, we should over all of this, hopefully.
And every year, do we follow Europe, the Northern Hemisphere, or do they follow us?
So we follow them because they put out the vaccines. The CDC does it 6 months before the virus comes out, and they put out the vaccines according to the strain of the previous year, and they hope it's not a hit and miss where they get the right vaccines.
But this year we are getting, I mean, success?
There is partial success, but they can never get it 100% right.
Final question is, if I've had the vaccine,
yeah,
and is there no way I will get it, or can I get,
if you've had the vaccine and you've mounted a good response to it, you shouldn't get that type of virus that you get again.
Right, so
if
I might get a normal
subtype
flu.
A, yeah. You might not get that A again, but you could get subtype B.
Right. And, okay, so that's, and for next year, anybody that's been negligent
Should be having their vaccine end of March, beginning of April.
Just make sure you go and get your vaccine for next year. All right, Dr. Anton Myberg, thank you for your input and your information. It is 7:25.